Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're on a roller coaster with no control over the track? We've all been there, that feeling of being overwhelmed, swept away by anxiety, anger, or even just plain old exhaustion. But guess what? You don't have to be at the mercy of your feelings. This podcast is about taking back the reins, finding calm in the chaos, and mastering your emotional landscape. Today, we're diving deep into some powerful emotional regulation techniques that can help you navigate life's ups and downs with more grace and resilience. Let's face it, managing our emotions isn't always easy. It's like trying to herd cats sometimes. They have a mind of their own. But here's the good news. There are proven strategies that can help us tame those wild feelings. Imagine this. Feeling centered even when things get hectic, responding thoughtfully instead of reacting impulsively, and cultivating a sense of inner peace that radiates outwards. Sounds pretty awesome, right? That's what we're aiming for. So, strap in, because I'm about to share five game-changing techniques that can help you tap out of emotional overload. Number 1. Mindful breathing. This one sounds simple, but it's a powerhouse. When stress hits, our breathing gets shallow and rapid. Think about those moments when your heart is racing. Your breath becomes this frantic little hummingbird fluttering inside your chest. By consciously slowing down your breath, you send a signal to your nervous system that it's time to chill out. Take a few deep inhales, filling your belly with air like a balloon, and exhale slowly, letting all the tension go. You can even try box breathing. Inhale for 4 counts, hold for 4, exhale for 4, hold for 4, hold for 4. Repeat that cycle a few times, and watch as calmness washes over you. Next up, grounding techniques. Ever feel like your head is spinning, disconnected from reality? Grounding techniques bring you back to the present moment, helping you feel more anchored and centered. Try this. Focus on 5 things you can see, 4 things you can touch, 3 things you can hear, 2 things you can smell, and 1 thing you can taste. It's like a quick mental reality check that snaps you out of overwhelm. Number 3. Emotional journaling. This is your safe space to pour out your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Sometimes, just getting those emotions out on paper can make them feel less overwhelming. Think of it as a cathartic release valve. Write down what's bothering you, explore your thoughts and feelings, and even try brainstorming solutions or coping strategies. 4. Mindful movement. You don't have to be a yogi to reap the benefits of mindful movement. Even a simple walk in nature, some gentle stretching, or a few minutes of dancing to your favorite tunes can work wonders for your emotional well-being. When you move your body, you release endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects. Finally, connect with others. Humans are social creatures, and we thrive on connection. Talk to someone you trust about how you're feeling, or engage in activities that foster a sense of belonging. Whether it's grabbing coffee with a friend, joining a club, or simply lending a listening ear to someone else, human connection is a powerful antidote to emotional isolation. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, deadlines are looming, and your inbox feels like it's exploding. You start feeling that familiar knot of anxiety in your chest. Instead of letting it spiral, you take a few deep breaths, reminding yourself to stay calm. You jot down your thoughts and feelings in your journal, acknowledging the stress without judgment. Then you slip out for a quick walk around the block, soaking up some fresh air, and listening to your favorite podcast. By using these techniques, you've effectively tapped out of overwhelm and found a renewed sense of peace and focus. See? It's not about being emotionless. It's about learning to manage those emotions in a healthy way so they don't control us. Remember, mastering emotional regulation is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel more balanced than others. But by incorporating these techniques into your daily life, you'll gradually build resilience and create a foundation for lasting well-being. So, take what resonated with you from today's episode, experiment with these techniques, and see how they transform your experience of emotions. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. I love hearing from you. And remember, keep tapping out of overstimulation, one mindful moment at a time. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.